Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
This is podcast number 5, April 27th, 2010. It worked brilliantly. Remember last December, I wrote that I was about to have a breakthrough? Well, I did. On February 16th, 2010, 19 people and I began the Lefko Freedom Experiment. Before we started, I promised the participants, quote, "You will learn how to transform the way you experience your life. No matter what the circumstances, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year," close quote. Actually, I had never taught anyone to do that before, but I like to promise things I've never done before. That's the exciting part, figuring out how to do things after I've promised to do them. The Lefko Freedom Experiment was created after I noticed, and blogged about in 3 posts last December, that most people usually are not aware of the distinction between reality and how reality occurs for them. And because we're not aware of this distinction, we act as if the way reality occurs for us is the way reality really is, which is rarely true. So the Lefko Freedom Experiment was designed to determine if we could notice the distinction all the time, and even more importantly, dissolve the way reality occurs for us and be left with nothing but reality. Or as some gurus describe it, live totally in the present, without the past and future intruding. We succeeded brilliantly. We met in a webinar for an hour once a week for 10 weeks. Virtually everyone in the class who did their weekly assignment ended the experiment able to easily notice the distinction between reality and the way reality occurred for them at any given moment, and then quickly and easily dissolve the occurring, so that they were left either with only reality, without any meaning, or with a positive occurring that they chose. Let me give you an example. Your investments lose a lot of their value. That is reality. That may occur for you as a disaster. Years of struggle and savings down the drain. How will we ever recoup our losses, etc.? That occurring would seem like a fact, the way it really is, and would result in you feeling upset, despondent, anxious, sad, etc. If you dissolve the occurring and observe only the reality, namely the decline in value of your investment, the negative feelings would disappear, at which point you'd have a choice to deal with a reality and determine what you can learn from the experience and what you're going to do to replace the money. Or you could even create a positive meaning, such as, "This is an opportunity to realize my happiness is not dependent on material things and to grow as a spiritual being." Giving that meaning to the events would result in positive feelings, such as pleasure and satisfaction. Here are some more details of what we learned. At any given moment, we might have positive or negative emotions, joy and excitement, or anger, sadness, anxiety, and upset. Because events in reality have no inherent meaning, this, by the way, is something we have as a profound realization when we eliminate a belief using the Lefko belief process, the events themselves can't cause the emotion. So what does? The meaning we've given the events. And that meaning results in reality occurring for us in a specific way. So dissolving the meaning, the occurring, immediately eliminates the feelings it caused. Imagine that. Being able to eliminate any negative feeling you have in just moments by being able to eliminate the meaning you gave the events. This means that if you're in the middle of an argument with your relationship partner and you're getting angry, all you have to do is identify what meaning you're giving the situation and eliminate it, and the anger will stop. "You gotta be kidding," I hear many of you thinking. "Do you really expect me to believe this?" Yes, I do. I know many of you are skeptical. You're thinking, I've heard outrageous claims before, but this is just too much. Nonetheless, I personally have done it many times, and several people in the experiment did it also. As Michael Scheibe, one of the participants, put it, the tools I learned in this experiment have transformed how I experience my life on a daily basis. Previous things that used to frequently upset me no longer do, because through this course I truly got that my experience of life comes from the meaning I'm giving everything in the moment. And that meaning is not the same as what's actually happening in the real world. And now I can change that meaning whenever I want to something else I'd enjoy more. Close quote. If my audacious claim really is true, and it is, you can understand why I think what we learn can totally transform how people experience their lives. There is one caveat. Because how something occurs for us is primarily the result of prior beliefs and conditionings, as long as they continue to exist, similar situations will continue to occur for us the same way. Ultimately, in order to be able to prevent negative occurrings, we have to eliminate the beliefs and conditionings that cause them. We probably will offer another webinar like the last one shortly. Most of the participants in the experiment thought that the group participation was very helpful in being able to produce the result, but not absolutely necessary. So I need to find a way to teach the LEFCO occurring process to everyone who wants the benefits it has to offer at a price everyone can afford, which means I'll have to find a way to offer a training on CDs or DVDs without group participation and without me having to be personally involved in every training. And because the weekly practice is so critical, I need to find a way to get people to practice if they're not going to be showing up for a webinar with me weekly where I'm going to be asking about their weekly practice. But we will find a way, and it won't be long before tens of thousands of people are able to dissolve negative feelings like anger, anxiety, and unhappiness as they occur. Finding a way to help people do that is a goal worth getting out of bed for every morning. If you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the LEFCO belief process, go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate one limiting belief free.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.